You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Wakey, wakey, up and Adam. Welcome to your midweek. Guess what day it is?
Is it Friday?
Wednesday, you wish, mate. Middle of the week, smack bang. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Well, it's close to Friday. That's something.
Yeah, well, thinking ahead. Always look forward.
Definitely. Hey, Simo, when you're getting ready in the morning and coming into work,
yes,
do you have little things that kind of you see around that let you know whether you're on time or not?
No, I just check the clock. That's like, what watches and stuff are for, right?
Well, yeah, like apart from a clock.
Yeah.
But do you, because I don't know, maybe this is just me, but because I walk to work every morning and there's a little park I walk through and I know there's a lady there who walks her dog every morning at like 5:30. So I know if I'm walking through there and I see them, I'm late.
It goes.
Whereas if they're not, I'm perfectly on time.
It goes to show, like, the people that are creatures of habit, it's kind of impressive if they can be in the same place at the same time every single day, much like we do.
But, you know, but, like, here's the... Because this thing, it kind of just drove, you know, it's got into my head, so I know that if they're there, I'm late. So I kind of forget about everything else. I just try and make sure I'm there when they're not, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So kind of this morning, I was walking through, I turned around and I saw them coming in the distance. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. And I ran.
It's one of those things as well. I have to share this, that particularly with the job that we do, Jordan, people set their watches by it. So, for instance, I used to do a segment similar.
Should we just tell everyone the wrong time just to mess with people?
I once...
And it's 9:05 in the morning.
I once had a caller call through and get very angry because they always used to... What was it? Put in their... Whatever they were cooking for Christmas would always occur... Like, they'd have to put it in an oven at a certain time.
Yeah.
And the way that they did it every year was by listening to this particular radio show that I hosted for the very first time that year.
Ooh.
And then I didn't do that segment at the predetermined time, of which it had been for years.
Simo, not only have you messed up that radio show...
Yeah.
You've also messed up some... Poor lady's turkey is now overcooked for Christmas.
Exactly.
You've ruined Christmas.
General Menace. Good morning. It's Camila Cabello kicking off our time together. Love this one. Liar on Snow FM. I don't care. Harry Styles with his lights up on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan. 21 minutes on the way to 7. And reality TV. Ever thought about going on those dating shows, Jordan?
No, I prefer watching them.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I think watching them is the better end of the bargain.
Get around this one, though. Married at First Sight. Now, it doesn't matter who they are, but we'll mention it anyway. Jules Robinson and Cam Merchant, right? So apparently they've actually tied the knot for real. After they've been partnered on the actual show itself.
So, wait, did they not get married? Isn't that the whole premise of Married at First Sight?
Oh, yeah.
That they kind of see each other for the first time and instantly get married like that.
You are good.
And then they have to try and make it work.
Exactly.
So are you saying that the marriage on Married at First Sight is a scam marriage?
Look, cannot confirm nor deny, but...
I realise I've just asked someone who doesn't ever watch nor really care about the show, and nor do I.
Oh, dear, but I got invested in this last night. It's a story that keeps on giving. So here is... I mean, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm pleased. This is how stoked they are.
Into water, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's going to be an amazing day. I can just feel it. It's going to be one magnificent, fun day. I'm sure.
Did you truly, genuinely think that... Just over a year later, you'd be here about to do it for real with the love of your life.
Well, I often look back and I think maybe we were a little bit naive.
So there you go. There's like the happy couple, absolutely stoked and excited with what's going down. So for one, I reckon they've hit the jackpot because they've had two weddings now paid for by Channel 9.
Yeah, weddings are very expensive.
So they're, you know, there are a bit of an older couple as well. So mum and dad might not be made of cash. They might be going into retirement. So they needed to brainstorm about how they'd go about it. For one, they've met on the show, got married. Now they're doing it again. Now, it's a story that keeps on giving, Jordan. Do you know where they got married this time?
Where they got married the first time or this time?
This time.
This time.
But you can go both. Give me both.
Byron Bay.
The first one is like in a garden type orientated thing. It was outside.
Yeah.
This time they got married in a bar.
Oh, of course.
How good is it? And okay, there's something that caught my eye last night.
Yeah.
Which just made me laugh very, very much. So they've got a chef obviously, that's prepped a menu for them.
As the tradition dictates.
He's a Greek chef. His name's Peter Kanistos. And here's him talking about prepping the menu and putting together what they're going to eat for the happy couple, Jules and Cam.
We're starting off with our tamarind salata with some tzatziki, yogurt and cucumber dip. Then we go on to the baked halloumi, which is baked with lemon-infused ouzo, fresh chili, figs. Then we go on to our prawn and vongole saganaki, which is a tomato-baked prawn dish with lots of feta and an ouzo cream. So ouzo is the underlying theme here.
And I think if the wine doesn't do the job in terms of getting the party started, then all that ouzo probably will,
definitely,
right?
Will absolutely.
Oh, there's too much going on there, Jules.
Why did you have to explain what tzatziki is? It's 2019. Who doesn't know what tzatziki is? It's two ingredients.
Okay, for one, there's a bit of like the journalist quite clearly is really thinking about the food that's going to be cooked.
Oh, gotcha.
She's just like, oh, Peter, stop with your cooking mouth. Stop it with your hot mouth, like...
Hang on, we all heard it. Stop with your cooking mouth.
Yeah, but also you can kind of tell that I reckon I'm not 100% sure Peter's into it in regards to being there, being on camera, because, you know, he's just kind of running through the menu and then he mentions that ouzo is the theme of the night. They're getting married in a bar. So do you think potentially Peter's getting through the wedding himself with a bit of ouzo?
I mean, ouzo, it's a very interesting drink, isn't it? Like, you don't go into the bar or anything and say, "Gagaday, mate. Yeah, can I have a pint of ouzo, please?" Yeah. You just don't do it. It's only, like, for special occasions. It's like Zambuca.
If someone did that when I was working bars, sure, I'd
dust off the ouzo!
I'd bring out the ouzo, but I would call a cab at the same time.
Yeah.
Because that one, he's not making it through the first 15 minutes.
Hey, cab, yeah, you might as well just hang here for 5 minutes. You're going to get a lift in a minute.
I'm going to call you an Uber. But here's Peter, when the mention of, you know, whether or not ouzo is going to do the trick, just have a listen about how adamant he is that it's going to work.
Definitely will. Absolutely.
It's ouzo.
He's onto it. It's Shawn Mendes now on Snow FM. I saw you on a sun. Post Malone circles on Snow FM at breakfast, 8 minutes on the way to 7.
Hey, Simo, when you're on the really long international flights, perhaps going to America or Europe, do you ever look at the in-flight map?
Yes, when I went to Europe. But as mentioned, I actually managed to spend most of my long flights fast asleep.
I know. I hate you so much for this skill that you have that you can sleep in economy. Who can do that?
It was pretty mad, actually.
Apart from you. So, so if you don't know, when you go on the big planes, you get your own little TV entertainment system in the back of the seat of the person in front. On that, you can click over and there's a live map that will kind of track where your plane is in the world and you can kind of see the route to where you've gone and where you have to go.
Most people just use it for Friends reruns.
Yeah, that's mostly what I use the entertainment system for. I mean, it's a great opportunity to catch up on Friends when you've got a 12-hour flight. But yeah, no, that map, it's always so, like, I try not to look at it.
Okay.
Because it's always a bit kind of sad and kind of, it makes you a bit depressing because kind of you realise how far you have to go.
Wow.
It's like, right, okay, well, we started here. We've been flying for 5 hours. We must be all the way over. How are we only there?
Yeah.
You know, it can be a bit like that when you realise how long you have to go on those flights.
The world's a vast place.
And there's been another reason why it has become a little bit concerning as well. Some of the biggest airlines in the world, including Emirates and American Airlines, have added features to this map. So this map, it kind of gives you details of, like, countries and towns and all that sort of stuff, so you know where you are in the world. However, let me know if you'd be a fan of this, because these airlines have added also, along to their map, locations of famous shipwrecks.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So in the ocean, you'd be flying across, say, from New York to Europe. So you'd be flying across the Atlantic, and you can see they've got the pinpointed where the Titanic sank.
That's cool.
Plus several other famous shipwrecks, which I'm sure are famous, just I've never heard of any of them.
Yeah, shipwrecks, I think the only one really that's in the people's minds is surely the Titanic.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the one that had the movie after it, which kind of helped.
Like, Blackbeard caused some. He was a real dude. Yeah, Jack Sparrow?
Captain Feathersword, did he cause a couple?
That would be better. So if the shipwrecks were fictional from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, exactly, because shipwrecks, let's face it, they're transportation disasters.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to be reminded of them when you're on a transport vehicle traveling at 500 kilometres an hour at 37,000 feet?
I don't want to say you've thought about this too much. I think you've thought about this just the right amount.
Well, to be honest, I haven't really thought about this much at all because people have taken to social media to say that they are concerned about this and going,
Oof.
Not sure this is what we want to see. I mean, if you're at a museum, not a problem. Have a map where all these famous shipwrecks are. Brilliant. If you're a shipwreck enthusiast, know where they all are. Fantastic. When you're on a plane trapped in, let's face it, a tin can.
Yeah.
Traveling at 37,000 feet on top of, let's face it, over these shipwrecks. I'm not sure you want to be reminded of various transport disasters.
You make an excellent point, and the social media fire is probably warranted.
Uh-huh.
I'm asleep through the entire thing.
Oh,
though,
you don't care.
Yeah, if I was on a ship that
you literally
sank,
sleep through everything. Yeah. During that Post Malone song, you was fast asleep.
Just taking a couple of Z's. But if I was in a ship in the 1800s...
Back in the 1800s, they didn't have in-screen maps. You know, that would have been... So it wasn't a concern in the 1800s.
That's it, you couldn't get yourself down. You would just literally have to either be swabbing the deck or... just sleep through it. So, you know, maybe go a bit more old school. Just take a cat nap.
What? Don't travel by plane. Travel on a tall ship. And instead of doing a flight that could take 10 hours, take a boat that takes 6 months.
Instead of reading about the shipwrecks, live one.
No.
This is Lauv. It's Snow FM Breakfast. To be young and in love and... Simo and Jordan this morning for Snow FM Breakfast. It's all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. And moustache is the word.
Yes, moustaches, especially during this month of the year. They kind of get a bit of a surge in popularity, and it's all for a very good cause.
Yeah, International Men's Day yesterday, so we figured, well, it'd be right about the right time to discuss men's health with a Movember spokesperson. Morning, Kieran Ryan, how are you?
Morning, Simone. Morning, Jordan. I'm good, boys. My moustache is certainly there. We're halfway through the hairiest year of the month. And look, there certainly is something on my top lip.
And so what role are you playing in regards to officially with Movember?
I head up our corporate fundraising team here, but I like to just call myself a travelling moustache salesman, to be honest.
So just in case people have been living under a rock, what is Movember all for and where does the money raised go?
Yeah, so Movember is about starting a conversation with Mo Bros and Mo Sisters in the community to reduce the stigma that sometimes is associated with mental health issues. Those funds that our community are raising across the country go towards funding programs and projects in our key cause areas of prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health and also suicide prevention.
Fantastic. And how long have you been involved, Kieran?
I've been a Mobro for 11 years, wow. But I've officially been working for the Hairy Factory here at Movember for the last 4 years, and I think I've landed my dream job. I get to spark some serious conversations about mental health whilst sporting a luscious moustache.
Now, we called you up because we want to get some official Movember rules. To my understanding, you keep the mo until the end of the month and then shave it off, or if you're really lucky, you can keep it. But
there's got to be loopholes.
My colleague here, Simo... for a reason that... do you want to explain the reason? He wants to see if he can shave it off a couple of days early.
Well, for one, I am a blonde, wispy thing, so it almost kind of looks like I might have had too much flavouring on some two-minute noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering, is there like a... maybe there's like a donation threshold that I can make myself in order to get a shave? Is there any kind of loophole that we're dealing with?
Yeah, look, we've got some fun rules around it. Shave down. We're clean shaven on the 1st of November, as you boys would know. Hopefully, no cheeky head starts there. And this year, whatever you grow, we'll save it, bro. Those moustaches on your top lips, boys, they've started some conversations. Now, shaving down a few days before the end of the hairy season, gee, I'm not sure about this one, but maybe if there's a bit of a fundraising ask, maybe there's something to get a few more donations, maybe you get... one of the listeners in to shave you down a few days earlier.
Okay.
I'll let that one slide. Let that go through to the keeper.
Okay, what about this? Now, I haven't actually told Simo about this yet, so he's hearing this for the first time as well.
Oh, boy.
But, Kieran, I want to get your thoughts on this. Listeners of the show will know I have a bit of a penchant for buying things online.
Yeah, Jordan's got an online shopping addiction.
Last night, I was perusing through eBay and discovered that from China you can buy some moustache hair paint, which...
unbelievable.
I mean, it did say... I was kind of reading this description. It did say that it was toxic, but again, lost in translation. Yes. I reckon, Simo, I've bought two of these and I've paid for express shipping, so it will be here very soon.
Mm.
Otherwise, it'll take like 2 months. Simo, I think if we can raise a certain amount of money, we will allow you to shave off your mo, but
okay.
You have to then wear one that is either painted in green or yellow because they are the two colours that will be arriving in the mail very soon.
It sounds fair. We are taking local donations to our radio team. You can do that via snowfm.com.au. Kieran, does that sound like a loophole that we can access?
See, I reckon it sounds like a bit of fun, boys. I think we'll open that little loophole up to you for sure.
Beautiful. Kieran, Ryan, spokesperson for Movember, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. And if you know a mo bro or a mo sister in your life, head across to Movember.com because your dough will save a bro. Thanks so much, guys.
Billy Ray Cyrus, now a man with a moustache of his own.
Bit of a mullet of his own. Shall we get a mullet charity going?
Old Town Road plays now on Snow FM Breakfast. Yeah, I'm going to take my... All right, the vocal featuring on Peking Ducks Your Eyes this morning on Snow FM at Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Wednesday. And I'm opening it up. Jordan,
yep.
If there's a vegetable out there that you detest and you just want to get it off your chest, you'd be like, I don't go near it. You couldn't get me close to a tomato with a 10-foot pole or a piece of celery or anything like that. 64-572-977. We want to hear from you. Just a bit of vegetable hate this morning because there are people out there that are like, carrots, wouldn't go near them.
Cucumber's the one for me.
Really?
Can't stand it.
Too much, the water content is an issue for you?
More the taste content is more of an issue for me. But you mentioned celery as well. Celery is also a bit of a concern.
So if certain veggies make you want to gag, so those must be on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently you might be more than just a picky eater.
I see.
Right? Apparently you might be what scientists are now calling a super taster.
Oh, so we've got superpowers if we don't like vegetables.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just don't tell like 6-year-old kids this who have been avoiding vegetables like the plague.
Ah, kids, you're a super taster. Make sure you tell mum and dad not to bother with any of the vegetable matter. Yeah. A person.
I'm sure mum and dad won't mind that.
Apparently, these super tasters are people with a genetic predisposition to taste food differently. So it's kind of that thing with can you do coriander?
Yeah, I don't mind coriander.
I mean, I'm surprised we haven't had, like, an abusive person on the line this morning in regards to coriander because it's very divisive. It sets people apart.
So basically, what is this study saying that people have different taste buds and like different foods?
So super tasters are apparently extremely sensitive to bitterness and a common characteristic of many dark green leafy vegetables such as broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage and Brussels sprouts, just to name a few.
Cauliflower famous for not being dark green nor leafy.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, that was white and looked like miniature trees.
So apparently the person that has genetic propensity gets more of a sulfur flavour. So Brussels sprouts, especially if they've been overcooked, they can't deal with it. Yes, and we have someone, Jordan.
Vegetable enthusiast.
Good
online
morning. Who have we got there?
You got William.
Morning, William. It's our mate from Canberra.
Yeah, William, what vegetable is your kryptonite?
Yeah, what veggie don't you touch?
Peas.
Oh, yeah, peas are a good one.
Really?
Corn as well. It's that consistency. I can't stand either of them.
What's the...
I'll respond with peas. It's like corn, but it's mashy.
Oh, right. So it's the consistency of the pea. So if it's mushy, it's no good. But what if it's got a bit of what if it's got a bit of give on it? Like it's still got
frozen.
A bit of freshness.
I don't know. It's just nah. Peas are not my thing. Nah.
William, when was the last time you had a pea?
bit of a personal question.
It's normally the first thing when I get up.
I know. I would have. Oh, Jesus. William, I apologise. William, I apologise for my colleague's language.
Look,
this morning.
If peas are the things that you're having an issue with, see your doctor. dear, this is Macklemore. Mind. New music from Dua Lipa, Blow Your Mind on Snow FM at Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you in this half hour. We've been doing a bit of veggie chat.
Yes, talking about vegetables that you like or perhaps don't really like.
So feel free to give us a buzz if there's a veggie you'd like to hate on. 64-572-977 so far. Peas are on the list.
You can go behind the vegetable's back and dob it in for tasting disgusting.
I don't have any on the list. I think I eat most of them, but I don't necessarily enjoy the Brussels sprouts, but apparently they're good for you, even though they taste like dirt.
We'll put them on the list.
Yeah? Is there any... There's a...
Cucumber's the one for me. That's the one I just cannot stand.
So... What about your shopping, Jordan? Have you ever sent off a few messages to a mate to pick up some veggies from the grocery store or anything when you're in share housing?
Not to pick up vegetables, but, you know, when you're in... I mean, I'm sure you, Simo, you've lived in share accommodation.
Mm.
Often, you know, if you go into the supermarket and say, oh, can you pick up toilet paper or can you pick up soap or, you know, common household items.
Fair enough.
Not necessarily, can you buy me $50 worth of Brussels sprouts?
Are you ever using emojis to translate what items you want from the store?
I should do.
Yeah. It's probably, it'd be quicker and it gives a nice vibrant colour to the list.
Would it be quicker? Because say if you, okay, so say if you wanted one of your housemates to grab you an apple, you know, typing apple, A-P-P-L-E, okay, job done.
Hmm.
Whereas scrolling through all of the emojis, and there are thousands of emojis.
Very time consuming.
A lot of them are pointless.
Yeah.
I think there's about 5 different versions of a train.
And sometimes,
like, who cares?
Do you have to be careful as well with the, you know, the fruit and veg translation? Because sometimes...
Oh, I think I see where you're going.
Sometimes...
If you want eggplant from the supermarket, best just type it out. Don't use an emoji for that one.
I mean, sometimes...
Especially if you want eggplant or perhaps a bottle of water.
Yeah. Sometimes the type of eggplant you're looking for might not necessarily be... available
exactly.
In stores. Facebook and Instagram, apparently they're tired of fruit and veg being used in this way in regards to the emojis,
mm-hmm.
and they're considering taking away the eggplant emoji and the peach emoji.
Oh, is the peach the one that looks like a backside? Sort of.
You're telling the story. I've never used them in this manner, but I'm very...
Well, there's a first time for everything, Simo.
I'm very intrigued by
it. Give me your phone. I want to send peach emojis to everyone in your contacts.
Apparently, Instagram have mentioned that, it'll be only removed from Facebook and Instagram if it contains, like, subliminal messaging or, like, an ulterior motive.
Can we just, like, mention emojis that we hate and just pretend that they've got weird innuendo messages?
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, like there's 5 different emojis of a train. I'm like, who in the world? Like, I get have 1, maybe 2, maybe 3, because there's various, you know, steam train and all that sort of stuff. Why do we have that many?
Well, should we have
it
a look
pointless.
At the vegetables that are available?
What
so you got
what
apple.
You're listening now is Simo scrolling through
so
and
what?
Me doing the same thing.
Apple, banana, but that... I mean, there's a lot of vegetables there, so...
Well, I mean, you mentioned 2, and the 2 that you mentioned were fruits.
That's a very good point.
Oh, there's lots of vegetables, like apples and bananas.
There's lots of fruit and veg-orientated stuff. I mean, the avocado, surely that's got something about it. It's a bit kind of, you know...
Yeah, have the avocado. We're millennials. We'll have avocados. That's fine.
That could mean something else, because they're a bit savvy, and they, you know, they only last for a little while.
Hang on, I'm just looking through all the emojis. Why is there an emoji of a cupcake? Who is using that? Like, seriously.
Because what would be the natural progression? Like, if the eggplant disappears, what's your go-to?
Oh, look, I mean, I don't feel that this is the forum to decide.
I mean,
we might leave that to social media, but I mean, the carrot is available.
The carrot is... It's also available in stores, which is good.
And healthy and delicious.
can help you see in the dark. Samantha Jade now, this is always Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.